Seeds of indoctrination are in harvest today. Fiction versus reality. It's been said that truth is stranger than fiction because we do not meet with it as often. It is being reported by hotel booking sites that searches for the fictional country of Wakanda from the Black Panther movie are up 620%. This coming from the up-and-comings out of the public school systems, which have been indoctrinated illegally by the federal government through a clear violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Interesting, we have these young moviegoers and their parents looking to book a hotel in a country that doesn't exist, while it is these same young people out in the streets protesting the Second Amendment, which is a reality and a part of the American Bill of Rights. Oh, how proud Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, and other such dictators would be to see what is happening in America today. There you have it, a generation of young people raised up to march and protest to disarm themselves of their own God-given rights. Well, let's go ahead and go back and take our forefathers and have them face off with the modern indoctrinated young people of the day. And this includes the corrupt politicians that are attempting to disarm the American people. The Second Amendment is a God-given right, Americans, not a privilege. As a matter of fact, when you go back to Samuel Adams, he wrote, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms." Now, with all of that which is going on with these anti-gunner politicians surrounded by armed security details, mind you, working hard for their special interest groups rather than upholding the United States Constitution, yes, the United States Constitution, which they swore an oath to uphold, and instead we see them and using the tactic of necessity based off of some tragedy, massacre, which in many cases are induced false flag events. In other words, conspired black ops. One must understand the methods and the language of their enemies. Going back to William Pitt the Younger, he said, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement upon human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." Furthermore, when you look to the anti-gunner corrupt politicians and their methods, one must ask, where do they derive their delegated authority to encroach upon our God-given rights, namely that of the American people? Well, I cannot find it. Why? Because it isn't there. Americans must come to terms that corrupt politicians are not the type that you can help or rehabilitate. They are the type that you must lawfully remove, or else you will lose your God-given rights. There is no in-betweenites. Remembering what the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, rightly said, he said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. In other words, you must fight for your God-given rights. It is the difference between a free people and an enslaved people. Again, there are no in-betweenites. Remember, George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith, said, "To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them." Therefore, it might be well for you to take a couple of minutes and read what our forefathers had to say in their writings during the ratification to establish gun rights to Americans as a whole, namely the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights. I mean, who knows better what the Second Amendment means than our founding forefathers that established our God-given rights? Remember, Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So first, who are the militia? Well, if we go over to George Mason, he said, "I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people.
President Harry S. Truman rightly stated that once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures, until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, The Prince of Preachers.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you just watched the video to the intro of the show today. And when you read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, right? The Bill of Rights. Read the preamble. Hey, folks, just to confirm the stance here, the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. When you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, there was further declaratory restrictions given to your said representatives. The purpose of government is to ensure your God-given rights, not to tear away at them. When you go to the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia, America, you are the militia. I'm going to prove this. Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right, not the privilege, right? Not the privilege, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It shall not be violated. Again, last week I covered this on three different occasions because of what we're seeing happening across the country today. How the federal government now is aiming all of their ICE investigation or handing over unwarranted, unconstitutional authorities to ICE to go ahead and break into people's homes seeking out illegals. And I proposed to you not one day, not 2 days, but 3 days. How is it that the federal government's doing you a favor, friends, by saying that they now have the right to go into your house to seek out illegal immigrants? They don't have that constitutional authority. That's nonsense. They're creating that out of thin air and off of the stupidities of those that don't know the difference. That's just the truth of the matter. And what I did is I proposed to the American people, if this was really legit, because what we see is treasonous Joe teeing it up for Donald Trump to now take authority in dictatorship style by creating over 130 executive orders, say they, outside of the scope of authority given unto them through delegation, to go ahead and aim it at the American people, the innocent people, rather than the governors and the mayors and the said federal government that allured them in the first place. America, wake up. This is aimed at you, and you're going to understand what I'm talking about even more than what I've shared with you over the last 3 days, folks. When you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, it tells us that the militia, working with Congress, our said representatives, calling forth us, the American people, right, the militia,
in the purpose of suppressing insurrection and repealing invasion. Is that what the federal government's doing right now? Nope. They're attempting to militarize the police. That's called a police state, friends. And yesterday, or actually Saturday, forgive me, they bleed into each other the weeks too, because we don't take days off over here. But it's interesting to note what's going on in the United States of America concerning the illegals and who brought them in and how they're establishing and colonizing in the America that we now know, namely the Muslims who are here to conquer. It's amazing that this would all be aimed at us rather than the ones that actually committed the act of treason. And I'm saying this on several different fronts right now, friends, but it all blends together. And again, read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Read Deuteronomy 28, 63. Go to Leviticus 26, starting 15, 16, 17. Go to the end of 46, and you're going to understand, again, in great specificity as to what's going on in this country. But again, my point is that instead of calling up the militia, they're using unconstitutional agencies. Instead of calling up the militia to repeal the invasion and suppress the insurrection that they created, they're using their unconstitutional agencies to come after you rather than the American people to stand up the militia to go after the governors and the mayors that committed the act of treason in the first place, and then simultaneously taking the illegals and removing them. Oh, folks, just wait a second. They're adding insult to injury. But, folks, this is what we're going to be talking about in just a little bit. Here. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or Before It's News, Before It's News as well. Top left side of that page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. Go ahead and check out 281-845-4704 and give us a call. We'd love to hear what you have to say. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, you guys have been aware of the information that we've been bringing to you across Europe, where the people in the UK, in Sweden, all over Europe and all over different portions of the world, where the Muslims played the victims, right? They're being used, by the way, as the broom, right? Said the Zionist, to basically use them as a political battering ram to upend national sovereignties across the world. Just so you know where this is coming from, okay? Because nobody's caused more division in pitting people together more than the corrupt politicians that the American people tolerate on the behest of who they are working for. And they are not working for the American people, as you all the well know. And I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about the corrupt ones that we need to leave in the lump so the whole lump might be leaving, right? As scripture tells us. But as you all the well know, they come into the country where they claim they need help. They need asylum. And what they do is once they get into those countries, they begin to deplete that country. They begin to commit crimes against the people that are aiding and helping them. And what they do is they begin to build in those certain countries where they put mosques, because that is the history of the people that they are helping. Well, that's happening in America as well. I want to show you what's going on in Sweden right now. And again, if you're listening to us through one of our affiliates, I'll go ahead and do my best to paint a picture for you. But what we see is these Muslims coming into Sweden, and what they're doing is attacking the police. Okay. These are the people that said that they needed help. Now, I want you to remember, friends, yes, they need to be removed, but in these particular countries, on a worldwide basis, do remember that it was the said leaders or the representatives of countries that allured them in. Why? Because this is this alliance that's worldwide that's attempting to establish a global order, okay? And what I just showed the peoples in Sweden right now with all these Muslims around them, I want you to remember, friends, that these said representatives of these countries that allure these Muslims in, the first thing they do is demoralize those countries. The second thing they do is they disarm the people, and then they make them a prey before these Muslims that come into their countries that mean to conquer their prospective countries. It's the same methodology in every country that they break into. But I want you to remember this, friends. When they get into these countries, they begin to attack those people that aided them
asylum in the first place. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to finish that point, and we'll get to the topic. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, KHNC, 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to go ahead and springboard concerning what I was just talking about, how we're seeing all of these countries that are being toppled over in Europe right now, and there's reports going on all over the world right now about how they've been conquered by the Muslims. Who came in as the victims. And it wasn't a Trojan horse, friends. It was done right in the face of the people. And I've told you before, Merkel, who was the person of the year over here in the United States of America, the apple doesn't too fall far from the Adolf Hitler tree, let me tell you. She was the prime minister of Germany. And again, the American press called her the person of the year. But they did the same thing with Stalin. They did the same thing with Mao Zedong. They did the same thing with Adolf Hitler, if you're not aware of this. And if you go ahead and do your Google search or your Bing search or your Brave search or your Safari search, you're going to find all of what I'm telling you. It's right in front of your face. It's for those that want to know the truth, friends. And we got to dig for it. It's not hard to find. But I'm telling you, what we're seeing coming in full circle is the history that's being repeated that didn't need to repeat itself. And isn't it interesting how they're being pulled in to all of these countries to topple these countries? And look at the crimes they're bringing with them. America, don't you dare tolerate their crimes. Don't you dare tolerate their crimes. Because what they think they can do in Europe because they've been disarmed, they think they're going to do here.
And folks, I have 1,000 examples of what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about those, again, that are here to assimilate. I'm talking about those that are here committing the act of treason in meaning to conquer. Those that are developing their mosques within the United States of America, which John Guandoli, former FBI, equated to a military underbelly. That's exactly right. And again, let me go ahead and play this for you. And I want you to listen to this audio. This is what's going on in England right now. And this is some pretty crazy stuff. But America, before it becomes full-blown in America, because we're getting to that point, you do need to understand, you need to look concerning the other examples that are in front of you right now for the very purpose that you don't make the same mistake that they have. And how it starts here and how it starts there is by bringing justice and judgment upon the heads of their said representatives that allured them in to commit the crime in the first place.
Muslims check this trying out. To enforce Sharia law in London, from abstention to amputation. It's been hearing how they want to instill their tough code on the capital.
So we are here to tell you that Islam and the Sharia is unstoppable in Europe.
Stoning for adultery, cutting off hands for stealing, death for renouncing Islam. This group of men is trying to enforce Sharia law in the UK. They've started a campaign to make certain areas of London and other cities Islamic law-controlled zones, starting with Walthamstow, East London.
Muslims will be commanding good and forbidding evil, presenting Islam as an alternative to the Muslim and the non-Muslim community. Ultimately, we believe that Muslims can live together, trade according to the Sharia, resolve their problems according to the Sharia, and even police themselves to a large extent. Hopefully one day to have Islamic Emirates, which will have authority locally, security locally, and even provide welfare locally.
Chowdhury and his friends are flyposting parts of London with large Muslim populations.
You've seen how this
they
works, friends?
They want to ban drinking, gambling, and playing music. And they say they've got bands of young men ready to patrol and enforce Sharia law.
Same thing they're doing in New York.
Now, that enforcement will not initiate.
Same thing they're doing in New York. Same thing they're trying to do in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Same thing they're doing in Texas right now. Do you understand, friends, this is not a game? This is the objective here. And I want you to remember who's using them as a political battering ram to upend our sovereignty. Go to Rabbi David Tautou. I hope I'm saying that right. He said the Jewish Messiah will only appear once Europe and Christianity is totally destroyed. Now listen carefully to what he said. So I ask you, is it good news that Islam invades Europe? Question mark. It is excellent news, said Rabbi David Tautou. He said Islam is the broom of Israel. Do you understand? Do you understand? What I said earlier is the first thing they do to countries is they normalize sodomy. Our laws in America condemn sodomy. In every state, it's felonious activity. But who has attacked the laws more than the sodomites that been appointed and planted in the seats of government throughout the United States? Nobody. See, they have to demoralize the people. And the way that they demoralize the people is when the people accept what God condemns, the Lord will give them over to that. Okay, the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel that his fury will be unleashed upon those people. And it's exactly what's happening. Okay, then what follows the sodomites that are tolerated by the people in America? Well, then you have the Muslims falling. And methodically, they do the exact same thing. They play the victim just like the sodomites do. You know, you're a bigot, you're a hater, you're this, that, and the other thing. Well, now the people caught on to what the homosexuals were doing. It's premised on man-boy love. Sex. That's what it's premised on. Ask Nambla. Remember? Nambla's slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. These are the signs that are being held by sodomites, men wanting little boys, right? Sex before eight, before it's too late. And yet somehow or another, the American people are trying to figure out what's going on. Okay, so they play the victim. Well, they attack. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. Then here comes the Muslims. Just like in every other country that they're beginning to infiltrate into, and in many cases have already overtaken, what's interesting to note is they're using the same methods as the sodomites. They play the victim. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. Then what they do is say, Islamophobia, you hate us, this, that, and the other thing, as they're continuously what? Attacking the system. What are they attacking? The law. Who's the law in this country? You are, Americans. You are. Let's listen to the rest of this. Muslims in London wanting to enforce Sharia and set up Emirates with independent laws and social structure.
Being on the level of inviting and forbidding verbally. But if someone has the capability to forbid what in essentially is something evil, like pornography or prostitution, he should do so.
And by that you mean physically?
Of course, I believe that prostitutes are near the mosque.
Hardline Muslims.
Okay, so you see what's happening there, okay? And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm just trying to be a faithful witness that delivers souls, friends, so you can understand as to what's going on right now. Now, I want to show you something here concerning illegals. And it doesn't matter what prospective country they came from. They were all allured in by federal government, state governors, and mayors. Okay? And again, ICE is now being used. Now they're aggrandizing power and assuming authority that was never given unto them to say that now one of their unconstitutional agencies called ICE, they can now go into the homes of the innocent Americans and seeking out illegals. That is not how you lay the axe to the root of the tree. Mr. Donald Trump, by the way, who knows all the well as to what he's doing, who is a stooge in the hands of his handlers, all the well knows that he's not going after the governors and the mayors. It was all aimed at the people, and that's why it was teed up for him in the first place by none other than Joe Biden. I don't care if you agree with me or not. That's, in fact, what is happening right now, if you have your eyes open. I mean, some of you people I could transport to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. It doesn't matter if you want to see it. You don't have to believe in buses neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one? When the Lord said he would judge a disobedient nation, it's exactly what he would do. And it's exactly what he's doing in America right now. Let's go over and let me highlight something for you as to what just happened here in America concerning the crimes committed against some innocent teenagers in America by some illegals. Check this out.
And now to Bill Malusian. He has a Fox News exclusive on the tragic consequences of an unsecured
Listen
border.
Carefully.
Hi, Bill. Been waiting to talk to you all morning.
Yeah, Dana, good morning to you. This illegal alien had a lengthy rap sheet here in California long before he ever killed these two California teenagers. He's got several felony convictions on his record, several convictions for driving without a license, but he was still out and about on California's roads. And this young American couple ended up paying the price for that. And now their killer is getting an early release.
Their killer, the illegal alien, is getting an early release after killing two teenagers, who was previously deported, who came back again and again and again. Why did he come back? Because he knows there's no consequences. Americans, I've told you this before, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And how many times have I heard this throughout the halls of the church? Who are you to judge? That's our wisdom in the sight of the nations. We're in trouble because you don't judge according to law. And you allow soft judges to produce these repeat criminals. And the American people put their hands up in the air and they say, why is there a 74% recidivism rate? Why is that we have these reoccurring criminals? Because you're allowing the said correctional institutions to go ahead and promulgate the very result that they're attempting to bring by, or should I say to bring to pass, that they are in fact bringing to pass. Three strikes and you're out? Folks, how many times, going back to the illegals, how many times have these illegals been deported, but yet they keep coming back? Why? Because the governors are inviting them back. The governors are not enforcing the law. Neither is the federal government. They're inviting them into your countries to commit the crimes that they're guilty of against you and against me. We'll be right back. Reformer Martin Luther rightly stated that this life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what it is that we shall be, but we are growing towards it. The process is yet not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and backed by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
I just wanted to show you this really quick, and if you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. This is brand new, just so you can understand how incompetent these scoundrels are in the office. And it doesn't matter who's in office, friends. You all the well know the agenda is going forward. And you all the well know that this two-party system has been created to what? Set up a system that looks nothing short of pro wrestling at its very worst. And for anybody to believe it is, it puzzles me to say the least. But look at this. Donald Trump, People Magazine, brand new. Donald Trump says, I don't know, when asked if it's his job to uphold the Constitution as the president. Isn't this the same guy? Folks, I don't care again. I don't care what administration it's been. Every administration, folks, I have zeroed in on. If they're going to go ahead and transgress and desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have, and them the privilege to be in office, and they want to go ahead and step on those laws that they magnified, Isaiah 42, 21, Matthew 5, 17, and many in between, I'm going to stand against them. That's what a patriot is. That's what patriots do.
That's what Christians first and foremost do. This is what conservatives do. They don't just pat them on the back and say, oh, you're doing a really good job, man. Great job. I love the way that you circumvented the Constitution and you got that through. That's great, man. Just love that. Yeah, that's the way I operate, too. That's why I support Donald Trump, because he acts just like me. I love him. I mean, he has the voice of a god and not a man. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Acts 12:22. Absolutely. But again, People magazine just highlighted the fact that Donald Trump, when asked about the Constitution, is it his job to uphold the Constitution? He said, I don't know. This is the same guy that continuously reiterates and promulgates, broadcasts, disseminates his nonsense and propaganda when he's talking about our democracy. Our democracy this, our democracy that. We're not a democracy. We're ruled by law, not by that democracy or the democratic incumbents. That's not who we are, friends. And this is exactly how they're getting away with it, because the people don't take the time to dig and know for themselves. Again, Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid. By the way, if you want the answer to that, when you look at Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, number one, we don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives, and it's a limited government that only can do what we say they can do and what they can't do through delegation. But again, if you go to Article 2, Section 3, what does it say? He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all of the officers of the United States. Oh, of course it's your job. And Article 6 is what? That is the king, under the king. That's the supremacy clause. He doesn't even know this. And people, if you're trying to figure out why it doesn't look like America, it's because they're not operating in such a fashion. Here, I wanted to show you this really quick to get off this point, because it jacks me up, to say the least. It jacks me up. Boy, oh boy. Hey, folks, you do realize that we're not called to be the leaders of consensus, right? Men, godly men. We're not called to be leaders of consensus. We're called to be molders of consensus. Hey, friends, let me say this. Men don't follow titles. You see where that brings you? They follow courage. And when we follow the Christ, guess what? We're going to act just like our big brother, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the captain of our salvation, the man of war, Exodus 15:3. Let me go over and show you this. You know what they're doing with all these illegals now? I'm always filling in the cracks. I'm always trying to get you the information they don't want you to see, or they want to just go ahead and circumvent what needs to be said. But you know how these big bad words coming out of Donnie's mouth, and nobody can do it better than Donnie. And I mean, a narcissist like I've never seen before. I thought Barack Obama was an absolute embarrassment, which he was. I thought Joe Biden was an absolute embarrassment, which he was and is. But boy, my gosh, this guy, nobody compliments himself more than this guy. That's a scary place to be. It really, truly is. I mean, what happened to let another basically pull you up? Let another compliment you. Not yourself, but anyways, that's what you asked for, that's what you got. And again, the question that needs to be begged is, how's it working out for you? I want to show you what they're doing with these illegals now, right? Remember the ICE, the unconstitutional agency, they're claiming and assuming that they can break into your house now and go after illegals? After you, Americans, not after the governors, not after the mayors. Let me reiterate that for you. But you know what they're doing with all of those criminals that committed the act of treason in coming over into America to deplete you of your funds that the governors and the mayor stole to entice them? Come on, let's call it for what it is. That's exactly what they did. And so did federal government. You know what they're doing now? They're offering, no joke, the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is now offering all of those treasonous criminals money. $1,000 and a ticket, a plane ticket back home. Listen to this.
Is the latest that you are hearing out of the White House on these deportation moves?
Sandra, this is the art of the deal of self-deportations. If you're here illegally and you go willingly, you're eligible for $1,000 and a plane ticket home.
Make it up.
You'll have some movement, right? But we have to go through the process of form deporting you. There are there are mandatory bars against you for up to 20 years, sometimes forever. So, you know, if you want to take advantage, come back as a, you know.
Judges throwing up roadblocks, and the president wants to speed up the removals of dangerous illegal immigrants however he can. If he had his way, he and his team would just deport first, ask questions
okay,
later.
But okay, so now you're hearing him take a step back, just like I told you he would do. He somehow has the authority to sick unconstitutional agencies on innocent Americans. He can do the wrong thing and the unconstitutional thing, but somehow or another, he just doesn't have a right to go ahead and do the right thing. Do you see what they're doing here, friends? Do you see the message they're giving the American people? Do you know that the United States of America has paid over 20, you Americans, let me say it to you. You have paid over $20 billion to welcome in illegals. Now they're telling you to get rid of them is going to cost you $1,000 and a free plane ticket. Now Donald Trump is saying, oh, I wish I could do this. I wish I could make it happen quicker. Wait a second. This is the same nonsense he did with the wall, friends. Same exact thing. He promised the American people it was going to be so easy to put the wall up. And it went from $4 billion to $25 billion. Every interview, it went up billions of dollars. Only to find out that only 100 miles of wall was refurbished. It was never built. Same thing happening here. Remember it was that the American people, that wall was going to go up and Mexico was going to pay for it. And then right when Donnie wins the votes of the people, allegedly, right? He gets into office, his first omnibus bill. What does he do? He gives trillions of dollars to illegals in other countries, right? Then he tells, by the way, that was sold to you under the guise of national security. Did you know that? You do now. Go ahead and check out Breitbart. They'll tell you the facts, okay? But what's interesting is it went from Mexico paying for the wall, then him sicking Judas, Luke 22:48, Paul Ryan out on the American people to tell them, listen, America, okay, we're going to pay for the wall and then Mexico's going to pay us back. Well, they never did that. Do you see how you're being played systematically? Do you see how treasonous Joe Biden set the stage for what's taking place now? I am here to tell you right now, unless the American people stand up and demand the removal of these illegals, the plan is the illegals are going nowhere. You can go ahead and mark my words. Furthermore, I can take you back and bring you over to 2843, because again, it goes back to the Lord being in charge as to what's going on in this country. So let me go ahead and play that one more time just so it can sink in. This is actually coming from Fox News, and they're now offering $1,000 to the illegals. You've been lied to again and again and again and again. And here's another one for you, friends. They're going to go ahead and offer it. Department of Homeland Security is offering them your money and your money to pay for a plane ticket back home. I'm not even kidding you.
What is the latest that you are hearing out of the White House on these deportation moves?
Sandra, this is the art of the deal of self-deportations. If you're here illegally and you go willingly, you're eligible for $1,000 and a plane ticket home.
Well, I think I'll have...
The joke's on you, Americans.
Right, but we have to go through the process of form deporting you. There are mandatory bars against you for up to 20 years. Sometimes forever. So, you know, if you want to take advantage, come back as a, you know.
Judges throwing up roadblocks, and the president wants to speed up the removals of dangerous illegal.
Hey, by the way, the judges that they're using, remember how I told you that they're playing off each other? This is how they do it. In America, you lose. All these said judges that are throwing up roadblocks, who are they? They're not following the rule of the Constitution. People don't have a right to commit the act of treason. They don't have the law on their side defending themselves. Hey, folks, when you commit a crime, you forfeit your right. Then you're incarcerated. Judgment commences upon the heads of the guilty, Isaiah 26, verse 9. Hey, folks, just read Amos 5:15 and Isaiah 51, verse 4 and understand how this works. If you can't see that, remember what Proverbs 28 tells us. Evil men understand not judgment. I'll tell you what, you understand judgment when you're the one violated. See, the problem is most of you don't realize you're being violated. I hate to say it, but it's absolutely true. And those that have been violated know that I'm telling you the absolute 100% truth. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Hello, KHNC 1360 AM. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty. And yes, again, we are back, as you all the well know. That's right, here from 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, with that said, and back by popular demand, we are going to be coming to Johnstown, Colorado on June 28th, celebrating with KHNC 1360 and its new management team. Speakers, along with times and place, are to be announced as things develop. Friends, we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have a audio that highlights, did you hear all the governors in, I'm sorry, not the governors, but the mayors in England, did you know that they were going back to the illegals? Did you know that they are Muslims? Every one of them? And you heard the audio earlier, right, where they are trying to now take the position of squashing anybody that doesn't agree with them, and basically advocating what? Advocating for
the mayor of London is Muslim. The mayor of Birmingham is a Muslim. The mayor of Leeds is Muslim. The mayor of Blackburn is Muslim. The mayor of Sheffield is Muslim. The mayor of Oxford is a Muslim. The mayor of Luton is a Muslim. The mayor of Oldham is a Muslim. The mayor of Rochdale is a Muslim. All of this was achieved by only 4 million Muslims out of the 66 million people in England. Today, in England, there are over 3,000 mosques. There are over 130 Sharia courts in England. And there are more than 50 Sharia councils. 78% of Muslim women do not work and receive state support and free accommodation. 63% of Muslims do not work and receive state support and free housing. State-supported Muslim families
they're living off
have
of
an
the
average
people
of six
in England.
To eight
this is Clover Piven,
who all receive
breaking the
free
system financially.
Accommodation. Every school in the UK is required to teach about Islam. The number one most common baby name in England is Muhammad. This is not immigration. This is invasion.
Okay, so just so you know, it's not a game, again, and it's exactly, by the way, what's happening in America. Here, let me give you statistically, because what we're talking about now, instead of them being lawfully held accountable for the act of treason, now I'm talking about the illegals alone. It's interesting. Now the Department of Homeland Security, which was set up for the very purpose of defending our borders from the illegals, those that mean to bring harm to America, we found out under treasonous Joe Biden that the DHS was actually busing the illegals into America. We, matter of fact, we had people from Arizona that were playing the Minutemen, Patriots, that were on the radio show with us telling us exactly what was going on. And your government agencies were being used against any American that was standing up against the illegals coming in. Did you hear me? Again, I just want to make clear that you don't play the fool. I've said this, friends, and it's something that needs to be said again. I don't like being lied to. Lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me two times, shame on me for allowing it. How about a million times over? You all over the country right now. Hey, folks, this is the importance of understanding the truth of what we're unveiling to you from this platform. This is why we're being censored. They don't censor people that are lying or promulgating their divide and conquer system, their political narrative that doesn't exist. And who does that better than today's conservatives, controlled operatives? Gosh, people, wake up for your own sake. I'm not sitting here putting my neck on the line, and neither is Tim in the morning show, because we don't have anything better to do. No, it's called love, okay? And again, prevention is better than cure. Don't wait until it happens before you wake up like many of these countries that are being completely conquered right now. Here, let me put a little understanding in your minds, your hearts. Okay, concerning what these criminals are bringing with them. And it's not just them, it's any criminal. And it applies to all. But isn't it interesting that your said representatives wanted these from the Middle East? Oh, P.S., can I give you a little understanding with this as well? Do you know that they have the lowest, and I'm talking about those from Somalia, the Middle East, these sorts of people? Do you know that they're raised up in war-torn nations? Do you know that they're also individuals that have the lowest, Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison are a prime example of what I'm telling you right now. They have the lowest IQs in the world. Do you also know that they were raised up hating our country? Did you hear what I said? They were raised up hating our country. Let me tell you why they hate America. And I'm talking about my country first and foremost. They hate our country, Americans, because of what you have allowed your politicians, my politicians, to do to their countries. They want justice for what our military-industrial complex and corrupt politicians have done concerning the wars that have been waged against them in their countries. They want revenge. But see, isn't it interesting, those that are responsible for creating these wars, isn't it interesting how they're sitting back and laughing at the people that are fighting the wars that they have created? What happens when the nations of the world hold these said representatives accountable for what it is that they're responsible for, going all the way to the top. And I'm talking about the Bilderbergers. I'm talking about those that are part of the Skull and Bones. I'm talking about these unconstitutional agencies that think they're impervious concerning God's judgment. You're merely being used for his purposes. And you better understand that once you get your way, now it's your turn. Hey, folks, that's why this is happening. It's all, hey, folks, nobody is assailing the American people more than their said representative government. Those that they call the left, but what they don't realize is those that are on the right, they're causing more damage than those on the left. Because the left does the damage, then the right gets in office and they do nothing but make excuses as they play off these corrupt judges that say, you can't do that. Well, hey, friends, let me tell you something. The illegals, speaking of which, don't have rights. And yet you have American judges trying to stand up. Let's play the game for a moment. Standing up against Donald Trump saying you can't deport them. No. They're not supposed to be here in the first place. Americans, judges, sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. They are impeachable from the president all the way down concerning all three branches into your backyard. That applies to all of them. But the American people, let me just say this. Don't wait until you see what's going on in other countries before you deal with this. The American people, you need to stand up and take responsibility because your time is running out. Your clock is running out on so many different fronts. Let me give this to you really quick. Concerning these Muslims that mean to conquer, you call it whatever you want to call it. If I came into their country and did the things that they mean to do here, you'd be beheaded. But they can come in here and get away with it, and the said representatives stand back and advocate for the crimes that they mean to commit against us. Why? Because they're just as guilty of it. My goodness, folks, tell the truth and shame these scoundrel devils. That's what we're here for. And that's what makes men free, Johnny 32. Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Okay? Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is 780 days. That means every day a crime was committed against those people in Germany by an illegal that was seeking out asylum. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. I can tell you right now, I will not stand back and watch that. 77% of all rapes in Sweden are done by less than 2% of Muslims. Where are the men? My goodness, I'm embarrassed for you. England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes less than one year. Belgium, 35% of prison population and Muslim who make up only 6% of the population. Look at this. It's because it's tolerated. UK, Muslims fill up 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. You ready for this? In the United States of America, 91.4% Muslim refugees are on food stamps. That means they're living off the dole. You're paying for it. 68.3% of Muslims that have come into this country are on welfare. It's an unconstitutional system. You don't work, you don't eat. And who's setting these people up, friends? Your said representatives, okay? Muslim migration has doubled in the United States since September 11th, and 60% of the migrants in America right now favor Sharia law. You ready to wake up? I hope so. I really, truly hope so. For your kids' sake. For your sake. Amen. It's time to start playing the man.